Local, newsworthy topics affecting the community. Join our host, Logan Bajet, live at KJDY Studios for Coffee Time right now.
Here we are on Coffee Time, live on 94.5 KJDY. Hey, thanks for joining us, and thank you two for joining me this morning. We have Dustin Wilson, Facilities Manager with Grant School District 3, as well as Aaron Llewellyn. Now, Aaron, you're a project manager. You're kind of your own guy, and you're in charge of a lot of the projects that'll be happening this summer for the school district. So, both of yous, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, good stuff. And so I'm excited to talk about all this. Now, you know, the students are all out and they're doing their thing. And so now probably the time to roll the sleeves up and get to work on a lot of stuff, huh?
Absolutely.
Cool. What do we have in the hopper right off the gates here? What kind of work are we going to be expecting to see throughout the district this summer?
I think the big ones are going to be at Humboldt. Mm-hmm. We're working on finishing up the HVAC system, so the lower quad that's been tough for the last few years is going to have air conditioning and heating.
All right.
Starting out the school year, so that's a big one that's been in the works for a few years now. And then we're working on a new playground and greenhouse that are going to be hopefully all installed and ready to go for the beginning of the school year.
That's
excited about that.
Awesome. Yeah. I've heard a lot of excitement about that. And the greenhouse is going to be a cool opportunity for the students. And then a new playground, huh? Wow. Is that going to be a whole new facility or just like added stuff to it? Or what are we going to see there?
A little bit of both. We're going to be keeping the majority of the swings and the merry-go-round will stay. But the existing play structures will be demoed and new structures in place. So with the younger, kind of different age level, port-in-place pads similar to the kind of that blue cushy pad at 7th Street will be down at the lower structure, and the other upper structure will just be the typical wood chips.
Okay. Yeah. And as time goes on, do I guess the specs or the requirements change for playground equipment, you know, for safety and things like that? And do things need to get updated,
yeah,
I guess,
I think a lot
per
of
requirement?
Updated. If you've been on some of the slides, you know, the existing equipment's really starting to wear. So, I mean, it is safety. It's also an opportunity to provide something neat for the students, something for them to look forward to.
Cool. All right. So as we're out and about, we'll be seeing some improvements to the playground there. And like you said, the greenhouse is going to start going up as well.
Yeah, and that's going to be up behind the school. It's going to be a program that's going to be partnered with you know, the high school as well, the ag program.
Yeah.
So it's I think Kaylee Oliver and Janine are going to be kind of putting some programming there. So it's not just going to be for Humboldt, but also for the students at GU.
Well, that'll be nice for the older students to be able to work with the younger students, or at least on the same team there, and have those projects. Now, Dustin, are you in charge of kind of overseeing any of this and kind of how it goes out?
Yeah, I have you know, the list of the projects, and with Aaron, and we're keeping an eye on.
Yeah, just got to see how it all rolls out, and it'll be good this summer, you know. And as activities going on, I'm sure there'll be signs, or at least you know, folks will know to stay back from the work that's happening.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of activity over at Humboldt. You know, the field and the playground might not be accessible for most of the summer. There's gonna be, you know, a lot of heavy machinery coming in to build the road up to the greenhouse and, you know, such.
And I believe summer school is happening this summer, but I believe they've had an alternate location. So, you know, it's going to allow us to accomplish a lot of these projects without, you know, without having kids running around.
Good.
So the daycare will be operating, but we will have a plan in place to allow everything to happen.
All right. Well, and as the summer rolls on, do we have a timeline for these? Of course, I know when, you know, if we ask and we put it out there, it may not be, but just a tentative timeline, let's say. Start with the greenhouse.
Well, the goal for the greenhouse is to have it at least erected, you know, all the site work done. We just finished bidding out that project, and we have awarded that job to Heckman Contracting. And so that should be starting here in the next few weeks. And the goal is to have it that start, and like I said, the greenhouse up before school starts.
Wow.
A lot of pieces still have to kind of line up for all that to happen, but that is the goal.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, I look forward to seeing that go up and just seeing how things turn out there. It's going to be good. I know it is. Well, cool. Well, thanks, gentlemen. Let's pause here for 2 minutes. Let's take a short break for our sponsors. We'll be right back here with Dustin Wilson and Aaron Llewellyn talking about capital improvement projects at Grant School District 3. Folks, don't move a muscle.
Ed Stobbinson's offers a huge selection of Mag 1 oils, lubes, and solvents. With Mag 1, you get a quality product at a great price, like Mag 1 full synthetic oil starting at just $4.47 a quart. You'll pay over $6 a quart for most brands. Find similar savings on ATF, gear oil, hydraulic fluid, two-cycle oil, and bar oil. Other Mag 1 products include Octane Boost, Carb Cleaner, Brake Fluid, and a lot more. Check out the full line of Mag 1 products at Ed Stobbinson's Propane at 243 North Canyon City Boulevard in Canyon City.
The City of John Day wants you informed. Did you know that if you log on to thecityofjohnday.com, you'll find key links to guide you to information on forms and permits, current info on city projects happening around you, plus ways to pay your city bill online? It's easy. Just log on to thecityofjohnday.com. That's thecityofjohnday.com. Want to know when city council meetings are happening? Planning commission hearings? All that information is there too. That's thecityofjohnday.com.
Sizzling summer savings are on now at Miller's Home Center in both LeGrand and Baker City. Grab our free flyer at the front door and save. Inside, canning is on. Find six-pack canning jar storage containers for just $9.99. Plus, all canning jars, Sure Gel, Gulp Wax, lids, and vinegar are all in stock. Outside, find nozzles for $14.99, heavy-duty Best garden hoses starting at just $24.99, and more. Shop local. Shop Miller's Home Center in LeGrand and Baker City, where we build better communities.
The mission of Grant County Chamber of Commerce is to promote and support Grant County businesses and the local economy. They do this by advertising Grant County in several forms of media, awarding business enhancement grants to member businesses, offering transit room tax grants for county events that promote tourism, encouraging buying local with their Grant County greenbacks, and a whole lot more. Join today. Learn more at Grant County Chamber of Commerce, 301 West Main John Day, 575-0547.
And now, more Coffee Time on KJDY. Here's Logan Bajet.
Yeah, back here talking capital improvement projects on Grant School District 3 with Dustin Wilson, Facilities Manager, and Aaron Llewellyn, Project Manager on a lot of these projects here. Now, Aaron, you were just telling me off the air that that it's kind of two different types of projects, right? Some go on behind the scenes, like you were saying, with the HVAC coming in. It may not be something that students really notice right off the bat when they walk in the building. Of course, they're going to feel cooler and all that. But, do you have anything that they're going to say, wow, that's different from when I left last year?
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the most exciting part this summer. We touched on Humboldt to start with, but the playground and the greenhouse will be visible, mm-hmm. and that'll be something neat for the students. Over at Grant Union, one of the most exciting projects is the Student Commons project, and that is one where they're kind of renovating the library and the commons area for a place where, you know, students are able to just to gather and be. It's going to be a complete remodel of the space. It's adding upgrading some office spaces for privacy. Mm-hmm. But the neat part about this is that this project has been kind of involved with students and student-led from the beginning, from design. Some of the artwork that's going to be on the walls has been done by some of the Grant Union students. Some of the artwork, the steelwork, is being done at the metal shop. So there's lots of parts and pieces that are students are going to walk in and they're going to say, this is us. They're going to have pride in it and ownership of it. So that's one of the most exciting pieces of it.
That is really exciting, and having that element to be partially student-driven, and you said the students even came up with the design. Was that like at different student council meetings, they kind of came up with something and brought it to you and said, here, this is a little bit of what we want. Make that happen.
Well, we started with a kind of a concept plan, uh-huh. and then we've had some focus groups and had some designers come in, and we brought in a group of 7 or 8 students, and they kind of very eloquently told us what they liked and what they didn't like, and gave a lot of great feedback. So we had a couple iterations of it. There's a group of students have gone to actually present to the school board. So they've they're really excited about it. They're proud of it, and it's hopefully that, you know, it's going to turn out the way they're envisioning it. So
neat. Well, and that's just how projects like this get off the ground and how they work. And so it's a good way for students to kind of see an open window into that and just how the world is built, how things work.
Absolutely.
Well, cool. Well, anything else to mention on the Student Commons project, Mr. Wilson?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be, you know, fun stuff, but there's also going to be a lot of heritage items. You know, we're bringing the painted or the stained glass prospectors that used to hang in the old gym.
Oh.
We're going to implement that into the design. We're going to have, you know, trophies.
How cool.
You know, kind of implement the old with the new.
Okay. All right. Well, that'll be a lot of fun. And so the students are going to come in, and you said there'll be a, like, offices, a place for them to kind of hang, catch up on things, and just a good gathering area that's going to be probably susceptible for learning and everything else, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, kind of giving the library kind of a new look. You Ooh. Know, it shrinks because in the modern era, right?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, you don't need shelves for all. That's kind of an opportunity, right? I mean, people might walk in there and say, "Well, where'd the library go?" Well, it's still there, but you don't need shelves and shelves and shelves for Encyclopedia Britannica, right? Everything's
sure.
online.
That's true.
The high school does have one-to-one Chromebooks for all the students. So
wow.
it's still going to be a neat space. It's just going to be a little more consolidated and an opportunity to create the Student Commons.
Cool.
So, and then kind of a companion project to that Student Commons is a kind of a reworking of the courtyard, which has kind of just been crumbling asphalt. And so we're reworking that, working the drainage, but another space for kids to play basketball, eat lunch, gather.
Wow.
So kind of an indoor-outdoor companion project. So that's also going to be happening this summer.
No kidding. So there is actually a lot that students are going to get to school in both the elementary and high school. Come in and see some spiffed up grounds there. Wow.
Yes.
So a lot of projects going on. Excellent. Well, let's pause here again. Let's take another break for our sponsors. We need to sneak one in here, and we'll be right back with Dustin Wilson and Aaron Llewellyn talking capital improvement projects for Grant School District 3. Keep it tuned to Coffee Time.
The City of John Day wants you informed. Did you know that if you log on to thecityofjohnday.com, you'll find key links to guide you to information on forms and permits, current info on city projects happening around you, plus ways to pay your city bill online? It's easy. Just log on to thecityofjohnday.com. That's thecityofjohnday.com. Want to know when city council meetings are happening? Planning commission hearings? All that information is there too. That's thecityofjohnday.com.
Grant County has a logo, and Grant County Chamber of Commerce offers it on all kinds of swag. Hoodies starting at just $30, hats for $15, plus t-shirts, coffee mugs, lapel pins, stickers, and more. Stop by the Chamber office and have a look. While there, browse the publications and maps for things to do in Grant County and beyond. Help promote and support Grant County businesses. Purchase Grant County swag at the Chamber of Commerce office, 301 West Main John Day, and at selected Chamber member businesses.
Sizzling summer savings are on now at Miller's Home Center in both LeGrand and Baker City. Grab our free flyer at the front door and save. Tools are on sale. Find a 15-piece screwdriver set for just $9.99 and 2-piece tongue and groove plier sets for $26.97. Put them in a new tool chest with $180 off. Need yard equipment? Edge trimmers start at just $179. Don't miss these sizzling summer sales prices. Shop now. Shop local. Shop Miller's Home Center in LeGrand and Baker City, where we build better communities.
Winter is over. Josh here. That means Ed Staub & Sons Propane is offering our money-saving summer fill special. To qualify, you must have an Ed Staub & Sons rental tank or a customer-owned tank, and you must fully fill the tank. Want to learn more? Prices change, so call Ed Staub & Sons for the latest price and an appointment for delivery. The Ed Staub & Sons Summer Fill Special. Get your propane for less and be ready for fall. Call Ed Staub & Sons, 541-575-0804.
And now, more Coffee Time on KJDY. Here's Logan Bajet.
Yeah, back here with Grant School District 3. facilities manager Dustin Wilson, and also a project manager for most of these projects here, Aaron Llewellyn. And we're talking about all kinds of capital improvement that's going to be going on throughout the district. Now, you've been telling us about this and that and all kinds of fun things that we're going to be seeing and work that's going to be happening this summer now. That's probably work that's continued or projects that have been continued from funding that you've gotten previously. Is that right, Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, high level, over the last few years and, you know, throughout these projects, you know, there's quite a bit of work going on. You know, we're in the neighborhood of around 20 projects.
Wow.
We probably have about half of those are active and about half of those have been completed. You know, the district's made an investment of in the neighborhood of around $8 million into their facilities. Again, the nice thing is the majority of that is grant funded. So it's a neat opportunity for the district to do some neat things for some of these, but also some necessary updates to the building.
Okay, yeah, yep, yeah, and you got to keep things spiffed up as you can. And so do we know when all of these 20 projects should be complete, or at least how long the funding is for?
Well, the dates on the funding, I won't pretend I know the answers to
okay.
all that.
No, no problem there.
We're not the money guys.
About half of the projects have been completed, but we have a big push this summer.
Okay. Okay.
So I think most of the Humboldt project we've talked about, the goal is to get them all finished up by the beginning of school. The big one that is going to be up probably into the summer, potential fall of 25, will be the kind of the whole overhaul of the electrical, HVAC, and communications at Grant Union.
Okay.
So that's a big project, an expensive project. We're just in the kind of the early workings of that. We have a CMGC contract with CB Construction on that one. And so it's out for bid right now. Hopefully we'll see bids back on that project here in the next couple weeks.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, good. Well, thanks for the update on that. And and what else are we going to be seeing coming in? You mentioned a few of those 10 projects that are active. What else do we have? Dustin, anything in the maintenance end of things?
Yeah, we're putting together a new district-wide maintenance building behind Grant Union. It's going to be our workshop, our storage, a place for us to keep our mowers, tractor.
Nice.
But also it's going to have a garage for the auto shop, and they're going to be able to get their paint booth in there.
Ooh.
So it's going to be a very multi-purpose space.
All right. Hopefully they don't get paint on your lawnmowers, right? Probably be a different
As long
room.
As it's compatible, you know, it's the same color.
There you go. Prospector Red.
Yeah.
Well, good. So that's good news as well. And will you be working on that this summer?
Yeah. The goal is we'll start that this summer. We got a lot of projects we really want to see kind of finished up by school. So this one is not the highest priority. It will be started, but it'll probably trickle into the fall.
Okay. Yeah. As it needs to. And it's out there, you know, where it's kind of out of the way of the students at least, right? So you probably want to get all that work done so they can be freely going to school and all that. Well, good. Well, thanks for the update on all these projects. This is really awesome. Anything else project-wise that we want to get out there? I know, let's see here. Well, I had one I wanted to ask you about because I don't know about last time, but I've talked with members from the school district about a new chicken house coming in. And so is that going to be kind of partially driven by the students? Aaron, you were telling me that, it seems like, off the mic.
Yeah, so that'll be part of the greenhouse project. We'll do the site work for it this summer. So when we have we'll create a pad for it. So it'll be ready to install or construct this fall. And believe the current plan is to have a group of students with the wood shop kind of come together and build that with, I'm sure there'll be some help from kids in the ag department and other things. So they'll have a ready to build pad by the end of the summer.
Oh, how cool. And then once they get that built, like you said, with the pride, they're going to drive by that for years and years and say, hey, I built that when I was a junior or whatever, you know. How cool. Neat. Well, fun stuff. It is we are getting real thin on time here, guys. We need to take our final commercial break. So let's squeeze that in here, and then we'll think about what else we need to get over the mic before we shut it down today. On the horn here with Dustin Wilson and Aaron Llewellyn talking about capital improvement projects with Grant School District 3. Keep it tuned to Coffee Time.
Grant County Chamber of Commerce supports the local economy and its businesses. You can too. Stop by the Chamber of Commerce office and purchase Grant County greenbacks. Available in several denominations, greenbacks spend just like cash at Chamber member businesses. They make great gifts, bonuses, even contest prizes, and more. The best part? You'll keep Grant County dollars in Grant County. Give Grant County greenbacks. Purchase yours at Grant County Chamber of Commerce, 301 West Main John Day.
Ed Stobbinson's offers a huge selection of MagOne oils, lubes, and solvents. With MagOne, you get a quality product at a great price, like MagOne Full Synthetic Oil starting at just $4.47 a quart. You'll pay over $6 a quart for most brands. Find similar savings on ATF, gear oil, hydraulic fluid, two-cycle oil, and bar oil. Other MagOne products include Octane Boost, Carb Cleaner, Brake Fluid, and a lot more. Check out the full line of MagOne products at Ed Stobbinson's Propane at 243 North Canyon City Boulevard in Canyon City.
The City of John Day wants you informed. Did you know that if you log on to thecityofjohnday.com, you'll find key links to guide you to information on forms and permits, current info on city projects happening around you, plus ways to pay your city bill online? It's easy. Just log on to thecityofjohnday.com. That's thecityofjohnday.com. Want to know when city council meetings are happening? Planning commission hearings? All that information is there too. That's thecityofjohnday.com.
Sizzling summer savings are on now at Miller's Home Center in both LeGrand and Baker City. Grab our free flyer at the front door and save. Inside, canning is on. Find six-pack canning jar storage containers for just $9.99. Plus, all canning jars, Sure Gel, Gulp Wax, lids, and vinegar are all in stock. Outside, find nozzles for $14.99, heavy-duty Best garden hoses starting at just $24.99, and more. Shop local. Shop Miller's Home Center in LeGrand and Baker City, where we build better communities.
And now, more Coffee Time on KJDY. Here's Logan Bajet.
Yeah, sneaking in our last segment here on Coffee Time with Aaron Llewellyn and Dustin Wilson. We're talking capital improvement with Grant School District 3. You've been telling us about a lot of projects going on, improvements to the structures, and then cool things that the students are going to have to do. Any improvements to safety that we have coming in?
Yeah, I know we're short on time, but just some neat things that right now the ESD is actually working on putting in a new PA system at the high school. So that's gonna help out with communication, but also safety, just being able to have every communication throughout all the rooms and all the spaces.
That's important, yeah.
Another one that both Humboldt and Grant Union have been working on is some, you know, they've done some fencing and some access control. So really putting some controls to the system so it can be shut down as necessary. So there are going to be some training on that, and that's a system that they're hoping to have up and operational by the beginning of school year this year. So
wow.
Another good project for the security of the kids.
All right. Well, like you said, in the ballpark at $8 million, there's all kinds of stuff about everywhere you turn. It sounds like there's improvements going on. So, good. And anything else on your end, Mr. Wilson?
Yeah, I mean, one of the projects that can be very visible from the road is we're going to be, over the next 3 years, start swapping out all the old windows at GU.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of goes along with the HVAC project, you know, improve the efficiency and effectiveness of the system and aesthetics.
All right.
It's going to look real nice.
Yeah.
And we're starting with the front by the flagpole. That whole front of the building is going to be redone this summer.
Okay, so that's what we'll see, work going on on the windows and then on all kinds of things, actually.
Oh, yeah, a lot of action going on.
No kidding. Well, good. Well, anything else we need to squeeze over the microphone before we shut it down today?
No. I think we've got right. our work cut out, but we'll get there.
Yeah, all right.
Gave you the overview.
Well, that was a good view of a lot of what you have going on there. And so, of course, if folks have questions, they can probably call the district office, and they can give them some more information on this and that. But I appreciate you both coming in and visiting with me. And now we know, once we see some of the work going on, what's going to be happening. And it sounds like next school year, you're going to be kind of starting off with a lot of fresh stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
So, all Absolutely. Right. Well, good. Well, thank you again for coming
thank
into
you.
The show. Dustin Wilson, Aaron Llewellyn. I hope you have an awesome rest of your day.
All right, thanks, Logan.
Cool, and everyone else, thank you for listening. We've been tuned here to Coffee Time, sneaking up on 9 o'clock. It's 74 degrees out there. Keep it tuned to KJDY.
This concludes our episode of Coffee Time. Views or opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of KJDY, Elkhorn Media Group, or our sponsors.